Happy Thursday, Michael. Round for another set of movies. How are you?
Well, happy Thursday to you too, Alex. And I'm sure just how happy this film that I'm going to talk about today is. It gets officially released today, but probably should have been released 2 days ago with much greater fanfare. That film is High Ground, directed by Steven Johnson and written by Chris Anastasiades, both of whom made Yolngu Boy back in 2001. Apparently they wanted to make this film then, but thought Australia wasn't quite ready for it. Anastasiades and Johnson came up with a screenplay in close consultation with the Yolngu people from Arnhem Land. There's a lot to unpack in this film, probably more than I can do in 5 minutes, but I'll give it a shot. Let's get cracking. A massacre of Indigenous people, not a very flash day for them, by police near an idyllic waterhole in 1920 leads to disastrous consequences 12 years on. As one of the two survivors, Baywara has decided to wreak his revenge by attacking and burning white-owned cattle stations.
They're calling them the Wild Mob, brought together by one man. Baywara.
One of the police involved in the massacre, a sharpshooter named Travis, is blackmailed back into the hunt for Baywara by his old commander Moran and colleague Eddie, as they're concerned that Baywara's activities might result in the truth about that massacre from 12 years ago finally emerging. Reluctantly dragged back into the hunt, Travis has to use the other survivor of the massacre, Gujuk, or Tommy as he is now. He's been raised on a mission to help him find Baywara, who also happens to be Gujuk's uncle.
Who's the kid? That's the kid you pulled out of the creek.
Travis and Tommy, or Gujuk, must trust each other, but their alliance is fragile given the pressure Travis is under from his former police colleagues and Gujuk's family connections to Baywara, not to mention Gujuk's own repressed memories of Travis's involvement in the original massacre. If you're looking for a genre to categorise this film, I guess you could describe it as a revisionist western.
You're going to kill my uncle.
I say that depends on you.
Even though it is fiction, High Ground is a dark and intense film that focuses on the gaps in Australian history between January 26, 1788. Events like the Gold Rush, Eureka Stockade, Burke and Wills, Federation, Gallipoli, World War II and the Snowy Mountains scheme that we weren't taught about in primary or lower levels of high school. There was actually a frontier war going on. Indigenous people were being driven off their land by encroaching white settlers and massacred when they resisted. And this was happening right up until the early part of the 20th century. It's the characters in this film that, while set in the past, represent the different perspectives in current discussions of reconciliation and acknowledgement of past wrongs. For example, Simon Baker's Travis is the conscience of the presumably mostly white audience of the film. He acknowledges his sins but isn't totally sure how to move forward. Jack Thompson and Callan Mulvey's police represent pragmatism, brutality and cover-ups. There's nothing to see here, it was all in the name of progress, just move on.
You know how civilization's built up? Bad men doing bad things.
Ryan Corr and Karen Pistorius as missionaries have the attitude that, well, if we just pray on it, everything will be all right. Sure, some people were robbed of their language, culture and identity, but we meant well.
Where's his family?
Contrast these views with Sean Manunga's Baywara. He's a warrior fighting a war against injustice that he has little hope of winning. Esmeralda Marimoa's Gulwiri represents the female Indigenous perspective. If you think it was hard for the men, you'll never guess what happened to us. And finally, there's Tommy, or Gujuk, played by Jacob Jr. Nyingal, representing the perspective of many Indigenous people today. He's been caught between two cultures for so long, but has reclaimed his Indigenous identity. He knows that there are well-meaning white people, but crimes of the past can no longer be ignored, and only when they're acknowledged can progress towards justice be made. Gujuk knows how to get there, but he's still got the Morans, Eddies, missionaries and Scotties who just don't get it to try and convince.
You stand for justice?
Absolutely.
Then you give us justice for the man who killed my family.
The breathtakingly beautiful and vast landscape is another character in this film, ageless and timeless, always bearing not quite silent witness to the action going on. Whilst there's little musical soundtrack in this film, the filmmakers chose to use natural sounds from the environment to ramp up tension or to relax the mood of a scene. Overall, High Ground is an intense, multi-layered drama that will certainly appeal to those who take the moral high ground and think that perhaps we should change a certain date.
When you've got the high ground, you control everything.
The action should also appeal to the slightly less deep thinkers of the bunch. Hell, it might even prick a few consciences. This is, however, a film that deserves a much wider audience than it will probably get. My only frustration with High Ground is the open-ended, uncertain nature of the climax. Where do we go from here? But I guess that was the filmmaker's point, and one that the audience will have to wrestle with for many years to come.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, Michael, I think this is a movie that comes at like a really important time, especially with a certain conversation about a certain date being pricked up by the ears a couple of days ago. But yeah, a film that I'm pretty keen to go and see.
And there are definitely certain people who probably need to watch it. It's been a pleasure as always. Thanks, Alex.